I'm about to inject you with Class A horror medication, but before I do, make sure we're not going to be interrupted. Are you ready? It's a large needle this time and it's going to hurt. Chest pains, written and narrated by me, Bleeding Critic. It was one of the hottest days in years. I was up for a bike ride. After cycling hard up two hills, it was time to rocket down the long final hill. The heat was unbearable, but cycling downhill at speed entered a refreshing breeze. Then the nightmare began. The fast breeze suddenly took my breath away. Tunnel vision kicked in, and I felt tingling in my arms and in my legs. I immediately felt sick. Someone flicked my off switch and I blacked out. I woke up under the blazing sunshine. I didn't know where I was. I was certain I was just having a very bad dream. I was in bed, so I turned my body around towards my wife, and there was a bed of thick stinging nettles instead, and I was lying in it. I was not safe in my bed. This was no bad dream. This was actually happening. I was disorientated and in unbearable pain, and I blacked out again. I've no recollection of falling off my bike, but I remember being woken up by an ambulance woman. In hospital, I remember a number of needles being stabbed or inserted into my hand, finger and arm. My neck was hurting, and I felt a pressure on my chest as if someone was sitting on me. The chest X-ray results were all good. Then why so much pain? Two blood test results over several hours were fine. My heart ECG was also normal. I wanted to go home, but the hospital wanted to keep me in because of my continuing chest pains. They wanted to find out what it was. Pain medication diluted some of the pressure on my chest, and after monitoring me for a couple of days, I was discharged from the hospital. There was the option of invasive surgery, but I felt sick when the consultant explained that he would have to insert a tube with a tiny camera at the end to explore my heart further. I've been resting at home for a few days now, taking painkillers. The hospital consultant suggested that pain could be brought on by anxiety and stress. Now, if that's the case, then it's good news, because that would be easily treated. But unfortunately, last night I found out what really is the cause of my chest pain. In the dead of night, the weight pressing down into my chest was pretty bad and it woke me up. I turned on the bedside light and looked down. My other hand was supporting a small dwarf-like creature. Its white, bald head was larger than its thin body. It had a wide mouth. I didn't notice any teeth. Its two small eye sockets were set deep in its skull like piss holes in the snow. Its tiny eyes were dark ocean blue. This hairless maggot man, this freak, was sitting cross-legged on me. I gagged on its smell of piss and excrement. It smelt just like a sewage pipe. Its pale skin was like a condom sheath. I could almost see its insides, its vessels, organs and dark body fluids. One of its thin, long arms was hanging from my neck, its hand clasped onto the side of it. Its other frail arm disappeared into a small hole into my chest. And then I watched it pull out its tiny, bloodied hand with a fist full of my flesh. To anyone else, this intruder was invisible. I can only presume an ingredient in the medication I'm on enabled me to see this wicked dwarf clearly. It was slowly eating me, but at the same time it needed me to stay alive for as long as possible, probably because I'd taste better being fresh alive than dead. It was whistling. It knew I'd actually seen it, and it wasn't bothered. It stared right at me with a blank expression, as if I wasn't important. I got out of bed and tried to remove this ugly stranger. I even smashed its head with my bedroom door several times, and it just carried on whistling, and it wasn't going to leave me. It was enjoying itself, feeding from a black hole in my chest. It must have launched itself onto me when I was cycling down that hill. It was waiting for its next meal. Me. I was just at the wrong place at the right time. I've researched online to find out if there's any information about how to remove or kill it, and there's nothing. I'm getting weaker and weaker, and I'm a bit dizzy and becoming forgetful. This unwelcome guest has not stopped slowly feeding on me. And looking at its almost skeleton-like body, it must have been hunting and waiting for someone to eat for a long time. And me, well, I haven't got long now until I black out again, and I know the next time I won't be waking up. If you know what I can do to survive, please let me know, and please be quick. I'm losing strength, and my body is slowly deteriorating. Chest pains, written and narrated by me, Bleeding Critic. Subscribe and explore my interactive site, bleedingcritic.com, and my YouTube channel, Bleeding Critic. I provide an online platform where you can be actually seen. You can talk about a moment from any film that disturbed you. That's a horror memory. And you can also talk about a real life experience that scared you. And that's a horror therapy session. And any horror talent that's made a short horror film, send it to me at bleedingcritic@live.com. You can see what everyone has done right now on the horror memories and horror therapy sections on my site. And you can watch all the short horror films I introduce as well. Thanks for listening, and remember, I'll always have the starring role in your nightmares.